There is hunger. Were I to try to summarize Alice McDermott's shimmering new novel, The Ninth Hour, I think I would choose that one simple line. I've read all of McDermott's superbly crafted novels, and I think it is fair to say that she's had a long and tumultuous relationship with Catholicism. This novel centers in on the lives of a small order of nuns, the Little Sisters of the Poor, and of a woman who works in the laundry of the convent. The woman's name is Annie, and the novel begins when Annie's husband, Jim, is preparing to commit suicide. Having been discharged from his train job for unreliability and insubordination, he sees nothing but bleakness ahead and opts instead for the silence of death. Sister Sansevier, a little nursing sister of the sick poor, happens on the scene shortly after a fire caused by the gas Jim used to accomplish his suicide. It is she who tends to Anne and finds work for her in the convent laundry as she prepares for the birth of the daughter she's carrying when Jim dies. The sister also tries to quickly arrange a funeral and burial in consecrated ground before it is discovered to have been a suicide. Unfortunately, the death is discovered to be a suicide before the burial can be completed, and although the couple has purchased side-by-side lots in the Catholic cemetery, his manner of death precludes the Catholic burial, causing Sister Sansevier to remark, "It would be a different church if I were running it." The little girl, Sally, is raised in the laundry where her mother works under the supervision of Sister Illuminata. Sally is a joy to all the sisters, and her mother becomes an indispensable assistant to the aging, arthritic Sister Illuminata. There are several interweaving stories in this lovely tale. While McDermott is quite obviously in many ways a critic of religion in general, and Catholicism in particular, her descriptions of the little sisters are warmly and sympathetically drawn. Sally is especially loved by Sister Lucy, and often trails after her as she nurses her many poor patients, quoting from the book. Sister Lucy told Sally that a good husband was a blessing. A good husband who went to work every day and didn't drink away his salary or lose it at the racetrack, didn't beat his children or treat his wife like a slave. But a rare blessing at that. She said, even a good man will wear his wife thin. She said, even a good wife might transform herself into a witch or a lush, or worse, an infant or an invalid, in order to keep her very good husband out of her bed. Sister Lucy said, a woman's life is a blood sacrifice. This was, she reminded Sally, our inheritance from Eve. Close quote. McDermott's sympathies lie with the women. Although her obvious feminism is not bitter or man-hating, Sister Jean, one of the younger nuns, tells the story of Jean Jugan, who one day comes across a blind woman who has been put out on the streets by her family. Quote, Jean Jugan took the woman to her house, bathed her and fed her. She tucked the old lady into her bed and moved a pallet to the attic just above her head, where Jean Jugan slept within earshot of the poor soul. Close quote. She then comes across another woman who has been abandoned and takes her in, and then another, and another. As word gets out, people around the town begin to bring their old folks to Jean. Other good women hear of Jean's good work and ask if they can help. Again, quoting from the book, some of these good women moved into Jean's attic too, so they would be available day or night. The community expanded. The number of old folks who were cared for grew and grew. Jean Jugan went to the priest. She asked if the women could form a religious community of their own to help guide their lives as they did this good and difficult work. They held a meeting in Jean's attic, and there they drew up their plan to become the Little Sisters of the Poor. Close quote. Jean receives a large donation from a man, allegedly Charles Dickens, who wrote that she was the holiest person he had ever met. And quoting again, but all the while good Jean Jugan was busy doing her work, the priest who had advised her was off scheming. He went to Rome and told them he was the one who started the order. He said he was the one who found the first blind widow on the street, and he was the one who told Jean Jugan to take care of her. He was the one who invited the other women to help out, and the priests in Rome fell for it. They made him the head of the order, and they put a plaque on Jean Dugan's house that said, here Father So-and-so founded the Little Sisters of the Poor. Close quote. Furthermore, he preferred a very young nun in the order, whom he liked better than Jean, and he put her in charge. There are so many lovely little vignettes in this novel, including one about how Sally decides to follow the lead of the nuns who have helped raise her, and against her mother's wishes decides to go off and join another order. I'll not tell you how this story plays out, except to say that McDermott seems always to find ways to champion the women, mothers, and nuns, and she does so with such lovely and wise stories. I think McDermott is one of the best writers alive today. I recommend all of her works to you, and especially this 2017 novel, The Ninth Hour. This is Larry Bolden for the Old Mole Variety Hour.